Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Once again, episode of the Arms House to Your Mum's House podcast with your boy Amber, my main man Themos. We're going to start off with a tune like we usually do. This is Theme's Choice, Wyclef Jean, Gunpowder, featuring Refugee All-Stars and Miss Lauryn Hill. Naya Bingi Drums.
I think that's in Haiti.
Oh yeah, of course. He loves Haiti, innit?
Look at your reach!
From there, you idiot.
Yeah.
I asked my mother, why do you cry?
I hate it when you find the video.
Yeah.
It just, for me, it ruins the song.
Okay, we don't have to play
when
the video.
I told him not to go outside. He said he had to fight for his country's rights. But don't you know that my mother, don't you know that we can't stop the violence? No, because the war is not over until you can feel love, peace and hear silence. But I smell gunpowder. My brother's been dead ever since. I didn't believe it, but when I saw him, I was convinced. 2 shots to the head, he was already dead. Lord, I headed for revenge in the city of Port-au-Prince.
Port-au-Prince. When he does the gunpowder bits, back in the 90s, we were so pleased that he said Brixton.
Oh yeah?
It was like a little celebration. But it's after Australia and New Zealand and I smell gunpowder. This bit. LA's gunpowder. He does a Brixton's gunpowder.
Prescient message there from Wyclef Jean.
The message is he knows there's real bad man in London.
Yeah, I mean.
That's why he had to pit Brixton.
Mate, so many of them New York hip hop artists, when they came to London, they usually did Brixton Academy because that's one of the big venues in London. And they all said, "This is like Brooklyn, man. I didn't know there was black people in England, man." You know what I mean? You know that dumb shit. Like, I've heard that so many people, so many times from them New York dudes who have never traveled like outside of New York. But then obviously they get a record deal now. They're traveling the world. They're like, "I didn't know there were black people in England." And he goes, "It's like the Bronx here, boy." Like that. Yeah, I've heard that so many times. It's funny, man. Themos, my brother, I hope you're well, man.
Damn, just back from the gym, the GYM.
Oh shit. Okay.
Still putting it in, but legs.
Yeah.
Bruv, I can't, I've got no muscle at all left. It
Yeah.
is, I've put like plates of 10 on each side and I'm just for movement and
Just
memory.
fatigued. I mean, you're going through so much treatment, man, that it's not a surprise, man. But don't push it, brother. Don't push it. You know what I mean?
Second round of
Conserve.
chemo starts on Thursday,
On Thursday, yeah.
the day after the viewers are watching this.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Damn.
Mate, but you've been firming it. You've been telling me. You gave me a little catch up off cam, man. It seems like you're firming it. You're dealing with it. Obviously, you know, it doesn't come without its complications and stuff. And like you're saying, the fatigue and stuff. But you firming it, bruv, man. You're getting through it. I love to hear it, man.
I'm gonna get through it. I'm gonna get through it. It's 5 days and then it's off for 23 days. And like right now, I'm at the end of the first 23-day period, and
Yeah.
I feel pretty much like, I mean, look, I'm doing podcasts, going to the gym, you know, it's
Yeah.
like fully recovered. I don't know if that's going to be the case after like months 4 and 5.
Well, let's just each day as it
Each
comes,
day,
brother.
baby, each day.
But you said to me they're upping the dose. So that means, you know, you've done well with this dosage for this first wave, the second one, they're upping it. Hopefully, you know, it's all good and everything like that. But yo, we're all with you,
If you're
brother.
double good looking, they
Yeah.
sometimes take you to the maximum dose straight away.
Well, I was gonna say, because I put on the Instagram, we were gonna talk about haircuts. Similar to what we did a couple of weeks ago, we were talking
That
about
photo of you with the
brands.
Instagram research.
Yeah, the photo of me with the big ass perm or whatever.
It's
Not perm.
fucking perfect.
I did that with AI using the AI on the Instagram. But yeah, a couple of weeks ago we did it about brands, clothing brands. We were like, you know, if I see you wearing these brands, then you're a dickhead until proven innocent. You're not necessarily a dickhead, but I just judge you by your looks in that way. You know what I mean? With certain things. Yeah. Which probably isn't the most healthy thing to do, is judge people by their looks. You know, don't judge a book by its cover and all that stuff. But for here for now, you're a dickhead until proven innocent. But this time we're doing haircuts. It's a bit insensitive because Theme actually lost his hair now going through the treatment. So
I
sorry,
was
Theme.
thinking about doing that.
Wow.
I was thinking about doing baldies and then just relating it to me somehow.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, there are so many different haircuts, and I'm down for people being creative, you know, dyeing your hair, doing weird shit with your hair. Like, you know, if you got your hair like my brother, talal, you know, he lost his hair a long time ago, man, and he just went for the bald look. Although now he's kind of trying to bring it back, even though I don't know, you know, he says I'll get more roles because he's going for auditions and stuff. If he's
What,
bald,
really? Yeah.
you're very limited to, you know, you're just a bald guy now, yeah? But if you grow it a little bit, at least the producers and the directors, they can say, oh, okay, we can give him a comb over. We can give him this, you know, like they have more options, you know? So that's why he's growing it out, I think. But in general, he shaves it, which I think is a much better look if you're losing hair, you know, in the middle. You should, like, you know, trying to disguise it. That's, I don't know if it makes you a dickhead, but it kind of, like, you know, makes desperation. It smells of, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. I just,
It makes me think of Rab C. Nesbitt.
Rab C. Nesbitt, the Homer Simpson, some people
Yeah.
called it.
Or
Yeah,
Bobby
crazy.
Charlton, Jack Charlton.
Actually, that's on the list, man. Me and Thee made little lists. I put some extras in there as well from the Instagram. People had, you know, people chimed in, haircuts for men and women. I was struggling with women's haircuts that
Fuck.
make you a dickhead.
The missus sent me two that she thinks are
Oh yeah.
two for women.
Okay.
I
Well,
could ping them to you now.
ping them over, man. We'll get round to them. So yeah, we got pictures and stuff like that. Maybe leave a comment below if you want to get involved. Let us know a haircut where if you see someone rocking that haircut, there's something about him makes them a dickhead until proven innocent. Let's go, man. Fucking hell.
Right, let's go. Did you
Ah.
download mine?
Yeah, I got them all here, man. Listen, let me start off with this one here. You know what? Let me stop sharing the thing. This haircut. The little knot on the back. I'm pointing at my own head, people. Yeah. Like this got sent in by a few people. The shaved on the sides
Yeah.
and then the kind of little knot at the back of the top bit of the hair. Yeah. I know this is a dickhead haircut. Yeah. I know. But hopefully, people, you
But
know.
you decided not to let that stop you doing the dickhead haircut episode.
It evolved into this. Yeah. Okay, you know what, theme? Let me go off on a rant about hairdressers. Yeah. I
Yeah, okay.
fucking hate going to the hairdressers. I hate the hairdressers. Everything about it pisses me off. Yeah. Especially nowadays. Yeah. Number one, the opening and closing times. Yeah. Why are you opening and closing during business hours? People can't go get the haircut during business hours. Open late. I know some barbers, they stay open late and stuff like that, but most of them don't. They're closed by 6. So I'm finished work. I'm trying to find somewhere to cut my hair, and there's no fucking where to get it fucking cut. Yeah. Fix up. Yeah. Oh, start open later and close later. Shouldn't close before 10 p.m., man. If you really want to.
What
I'm just
kind of
saying.
barber are you looking for? Like, what kind of race?
Oh, right. I don't care
Because
what race.
that'll dictate how long they're open till.
Well, yeah, I know with the black barbers they tend to stay. It's more of a hangout spot as
The
well, obviously.
Arabs as well, a
Nah,
little
they
bit.
not the ones I've seen, man. You know, there's the Somali ones and the West Ealing, there's the Indians and all that stuff. And I don't mind them because they're cheap. And you can even haggle sometimes with them. Not that I haggle for my fucking haircut, but if someone's saying like 25 quid and all I'm doing is shaving the fucking sides, yeah, I'm like 25 fucking quid, man. That's another thing. The prices now are extortionate. I remember back in the day, 5 quid haircut, trim on the sides, done.
5 quid.
5 quid it was,
How
man.
far back in the day
I'm
going, bro?
talking when I used to go with my dad in the 90s and shit. Yeah, like even in the 80s. I'm talking, yeah, back then. But still, I don't care about
This
inflation or all
guy.
that. I'm not a complicated haircut. Yeah. I'm literally just go in there and I'm like, most of the time, I'm like, just trim it. Or I look at the hairdresser and I just go, just make it look good. Like, I don't care. Yeah. I really don't. Just neaten it up around the sides. I'm usually wearing a hat anyway. Yeah. So I just need it to look good, like from underneath where the hat is. Yeah. And I evolved into this haircut because I used to, back in the day as well, back when I was a teenager, I used to shave it myself. I bought a clippers, put number two on, bzzz, all the way around, buzz cut, done. Put my hat on. I'm good. You know what I'm
Happy
saying? Yeah.
as Larry.
Happy as Larry. I don't need that shit, man. And then, yeah, and then as it developed, then I started, I'd grow it out, I'd try it out in different ways. Then all my mates started losing their hair, yeah, or they started graying really badly, graying and all that stuff. But I saw, oh shit, I've still got a full mop of hair. It's healthy, it's luscious, firm Arabic hair. You know what I'm saying? So I thought, okay, let me grow it out. 2015 was my year where I grew out my hair. I got it past the shoulder length. It was flowing and beautiful, but
No
me,
way.
yeah. I'll try and find a picture and I'll edit it in here. But fucking hell, was it a ball ache to maintain? Yeah.
Conditioning. I can't come out tonight.
Because you got to look respectable at
Conditioning my
work.
hair.
You're dealing with clients and stuff like that. You can't
Yeah.
look like a hobo off the street,
My
yeah.
long Arabic below the shoulder length hair.
For a time, you know those footballers who put like
Luscious.
a string there like that to hold the hair back. You know, I was doing that for a while. What are the Spanish
Like
footballers?
Hernan Crespo,
Yeah. Now there was one guy.
Batistuta.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I used to do that to keep it and but then the sideburns would get crazy out of control. I have to, it was just a fucking ball ache, man. But I thought this was a good balance between the two. I still got my long hair. You know what I mean? I could, it's still there. But the sides, I can
It
just.
just goes to the back, though, bruv.
Well, no, I rarely just have it out. You know what I'm saying? It's always wrapped up in a thing. Yeah. And I try not to have a pronounced bun. You know how some people, they have the man bun, which we're going to get into in a minute. Yeah. There's the man bun of people like they shape it to look like a thing. You know what I mean? And it's obviously they've spent time to fucking get it looking like that. And that's, I don't do shit like that. I'm just like, let's tuck it away and keep it out of the way. That's why I have it wrapped up, But also, I shave it myself. Z-z-z-z-z, done. I'm good now. Yeah. So it's the best of both worlds. Yeah. And if I wanted to do, you know, I should get the comb out. You see, I could do the
curtains.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. Yeah.
Shit.
No, I'm a dickhead. I know this is a dickhead haircut. And I do look at other people with this haircut and I'm like, meh, he's probably a dickhead until proven innocent. But it's got well popular. I see so many people with this haircut, man. I don't know who made it famous. Usually like trends, hair trends, usually someone famous has it and then loads of people copy it.
Football
and then it just
players.
Football players definitely come up a lot, man. But that's the place to do it. You're on a stage in front of thousands of people. Yeah. And you want to stand out, you know, because you want to get a sponsor, you know what I'm saying? So you want to look like the cool dude. You get bright pink football boots and a wacky haircut. You're gonna stand out. People are gonna see you and know who you are on the
Do you remember when Ronaldo went to the World Cup with like that shaved head and a little patch? Like a little kind of arc of hair at the front.
Wait, hold on. I got to pull that up. I remember that as well, man. Ronaldo hair.
R9.
What was it? 09?
R9. Oh, you get like loads of Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah. This. Yeah, what the fuck was he thinking with that one? That is a
look
weird
at him,
look.
Completely clueless with his fucking teeth.
Okay, that was strange. That is a strange one.
That was
one.
Just strange, yeah.
Look, someone's put it on Thingy's face as well. Okay, yeah, that was a weird one. Luckily, that didn't catch on, man. Let's go in themes. Okay, are they in any sort of order, or should I just go from the bottom?
No, yeah, but go to Cole Palmer because it's like a light one.
Okay,
and
cool.
Someone on the Instagram said,
yes,
like, you should go for Cole Palmer. And I went, yeah, that's all. I read it and I went, fucking hell, I fucking completely agree.
I have that as well in my batch as well. By the way, me and Theme haven't seen each other's lists yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, how would you describe it? It's like a comb over at the front, like cut down round the back and then shaved at the sides. Like
shaggy
a
on the top as
shaggy.
Well. Don't forget the shaggy on the top. And then yeah. I want my hairline to look completely straight, even though it's not shaved.
I mean, he's mid-match in this photo, so, you know, I can't be too mad at him.
But look, I mean, he's earning billions of dollars a week.
Yeah.
And he's apparently Chelsea's best player. And he's not getting a fucking haircut.
Bruv, who knows what goes through these people's heads and what stylists are around them going, oh, you should do this, you should do that. You know, because footballers are creative on the pitch. They're creative when it comes to playing the games, but not all of them are necessarily fashionistas, you know, but they're kind of thrust into the limelight. So they kind of have to be. So I can't be too mad at them. Some NBA basketball players as well. Like I'm just thinking Rodney, what's his name?
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman's had some mental haircuts, you know, but he was a fashionista guy. You know?
How did I know you were going to go back to like that late 80s, early 90s when you chose a player? So I just said Dennis Rodman and like, yeah, Dennis Rodman.
Well, Rodney, yeah, Dennis Rodman, haircuts, it kind of goes for it. Yeah, I give leeway a little bit to this guy, but yeah, that is a bit of a dickhead haircut. I'm sorry. Yeah, when you see
this
people out
like
and about.
I'm a cross between a Bodfrey and a wet lemon.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, man. Damn. Okay. Let me see what I've got on my list. I did a top five, but then I got a shit ton of extras around. Oh, yeah. Well, let's get this out of the way. White man with dreads. We've chatted about it a million times on the pod. There's nothing really else to really say about it.
Naturally. Yeah.
It's a bit of like cultural appropriation. It's a bit of try hard wannabe. What's it called? Like when you got rich parents and you're rebelling against them type thing.
Trustafarian.
Yeah, Trustafarian type vibes. Not all of them are, you know.
I smoked pot and skateboarding was my life.
Have you met a white dude with dreads who's cool? Like who wasn't a dickhead? I've met a few.
There was that one guy at Richmond College who'd had the best kind of
weed. Yeah, but
he was
a dickhead though. I remember he was a prick. Like he actually was a dickhead. But he was the one selling skunk. This was when skunk was first coming out, and we were like, "That's the only guy to get it off." So he had a catch. He had a loophole. Anyway,
that
white man dreads.
Makes me feel old, man. Yeah. So can you play the video I sent you?
Oh shit! Yes, That is, did I send it to? Yeah, I must have put it in here somewhere. Did I put it? Yeah, this one. Okay. This is Steam sent this video today.
This is real life. That is going downstairs to Lidl. Look, play it again. No,
He's
yeah, rewind it like that.
definitely a courier. Look, he's standing by all the bikes. That's a courier haircut. Oh no, but he's not wearing
No,
a
but
helmet.
he's been shopping with his missus.
Yeah, no, she's wearing the helmet. Yeah, sorry. I thought that was like a courier haircut, if that makes sense.
How good is that? I come downstairs and I see this idiot white
You're
boy.
trying to film him without him noticing. Oh,
But now
you
I've noticed he look at the little twist at the end. His missus is quite a
did.
lump. It's difficult to get round her.
You did get a still of it. Yeah, so here we go. Yo, if so, this is kind of like white man with dreads, but he's losing his hair
He's
as well.
losing his hair and not giving a fuck and standing around bussing fake dread turned plaits turned rat tails.
Rat, he's got like an amalgamation of lots of dickhead haircuts all into one, which I think is
Which is, yeah.
a trend that's happened actually. Like you'll see with some of the other haircuts, it's like an amalgamation of one or two different
Yeah,
dickhead
that's become a trend. I know what you mean. I saw that. I had to,
haircuts.
when we were getting photos ready, I'd like to like Google what haircut is this?
The bowl haircut. Oh, this one. I saw this one online as well when I was looking for bowl haircuts. I wouldn't read. That's curtains to me. That's not a bowl haircut, even though obviously it is the mushroom shape and the bowl thing. But
Yeah, but
that
it's because
is.
he's it is a bowl hair. It's just because he's put someone's fucked him in the middle. Look, that's their helmet. They've just banged their fucking penis right in his face and it split his hair. Like, that is a bowl cut.
Is a bowl cut. But I call it more of a, what did I say it was?
90s curtains. It's not curtains.
Curtains,
His
no?
curtains don't come down the front.
Yeah.
Not like
No, but
that.
the bowl cut does come out the front. Like
See to the
that's
original
more of a bowl.
Bad Boys,
That's a bowl cut,
yeah.
or like the monk haircut, like without the
No, but
bowl
back
patch.
then, bowl cut with a fade, bruv.
Yeah, that was okay, that was in the style. Yeah, that was the
So you
trendy
see that
haircut.
middle guy, yeah, there.
Yeah.
That's the kind of fashion that the kids are doing now. But
Yeah.
hair and then just the sideburns just shaved.
I know this haircut as the Edgar haircut. Have you heard that? Edgar? It's in
No.
America, in the West Coast. If you're a Chicano, yeah, you pull your socks up right well high and you go, "Hey, what's up, fool? What's up, fool?" They have
Hey,
a thing.
Holmes.
They have a thing called the Edgar haircut, which is basically shaved on the sides and it's just a bowl on top of your head. Yeah. Yeah. Is a dickhead haircut until proven. I mean, this guy looks like a proper dickhead. He looks like Putin, his
He does
face.
look like Putin,
He
doesn't he?
does a
He's got
bit.
tiny hands.
Yeah, that's how they drew him back
Wouldn't you
then.
fucking hate to be alive then?
Mate. Okay, you pulled out the mullet. I got the mullet as well on my list,
Yeah, but
but.
this is one of those ones you were talking about. So this is the buzzed mullet.
So it's proper short at the top. Because yeah, normal
Yeah.
traditional mullet is it's long all the way around there, then extra long at the back, and then cut down a
I've
little bit.
actually seen someone on the train like this,
Yeah.
and the only thing I could think of was that their barber like died or his shop blew up like midway through the fucking chop.
Yeah.
So, and it's like an unfinished haircut.
Yeah, I don't get this one. I don't like the mullet. I would never get a mullet, but
Yeah,
people I've
I
met.
like the mullet.
No. I like people who have mullets. They tend to be cool, chilled, laid back jokers. Yep. The people I've met who have, so I don't think you're a dickhead if I see you have a traditional mullet. I might think you're a bit weird or whatever. Yeah, but I don't think you're a dickhead. This one, though, the buzzed mullet,
Buzz mullet.
100%. Oh, mate, that one. No, that's too long.
See,
That's
that's a proper fade up the side
Yeah, yes.
and a little bit of buzz on the top, and then like fucking hell.
This is like the rat tail gone like to 15, you know what I mean? Not even to 11, to 15. It's just like, yeah, you've shaved everything and then just have the long hair at the back. That's just so weird. That's like cult. Like a cult. You're in a cult if you wear that
There's a
haircut.
guy in my gym who busts in that. He's fucking huge though.
Oh
So
yeah.
no one, he's like, I think he's from Czech Republic or something like that. And he's like a fucking Viking.
Mate.
So nobody says anything. Oi, bruv, when are you
Yeah.
getting your hair cut?
Yeah, no, you can't have words with him. Let me get into dip into my top five. What did I have at number five? I had the rat tail. Yeah, here we go. The rat
idiot
tail.
White boy. Idiot Italian boy. Or idiot Spanish Italian boy.
It's usually parents giving their little kid that. Yeah, I've seen that a lot. And I just think that makes the parents dickheads more so than the kid itself. Yeah. But yeah, that one, I don't get it. I mean, what the fuck, man? Don't make no sense to me, man. Number four, I've got two people for number four. It's the Rod Stewart, yeah?
what would you say that is?
It's like the blow-dry, kind of fluffy, out there. Everyone knows Rod Stewart, like in the 80s and 90s, that haircut that he had. But I'm also lumping in with him the Russell Brand, yeah? It's like that blow-dry, what do they call
good
it?
Show.
Brush up or something. They call it a brush up. I've seen him actually do it in a video where he uses a thing and he uses the brush and you bunch up your hair so it sticks up like that weird. And you can tell, like, obviously this dude, you know, he's, I mean, well, now we know he's a bit of a creep and all that shit. Yeah. Like, oh, obviously we knew he was a sex pest and all that stuff. Even back then, this is him peacocking. You know what I mean? This is what they call peacocking. Yeah. They're trying to get to attention to get the ladies and all that. Yeah. That fucking, whatever that fucking haircut is called. And this also on my list is the Karen haircut, the well-known one. We'll get to that. This is not too far off from the actual Karen women's haircut that Russell Brand is doing right here, where it's kind of down at the front and then the back kind of is all like lifted up and shit. Why anyone would do that?
It just needs to be blonde with like purple tints.
Yeah, exactly. With the highlight bits in it. Exactly. That's what makes it. I think I got some Karen ones here. Where's the Karen ones I've got? There's one there. Yeah, this one. This is the ultimate Karen haircut. Why even to this day, if people would do that now to themselves, is it still a thing? I guess it is, man. It must be.
That's a thing in like Sheffield.
Yeah.
Sheffield bar owners.
Out there. Exactly. That. What do you think about...
Out there, dog.
Team, what do you think about women with short haircuts? Like I'm talking...
Your face has to be absolutely blindingly bang bang.
Definitely. That
just
plays a big part of it.
To stand any chance of
if you have strong facial
finding
features,
a mate.
Yeah, if you have strong facial features as a lady. Even a shaved buzz cut can look good on some women if they've got like striking features and stuff and
it's
not
very, very difficult to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
Very
it is tricky.
Difficult to
oh
pull
man,
off.
I feel bad for women. Maybe I shouldn't.
Las mujeres, sí.
But their hair routines and stuff is crazy, let alone the whole makeup thing and dressing and all that stuff is all a next thing, yeah? But the hair, the amount of money and time they spend on their haircuts is pretty insane, man. And
on the haircuts, see?
You
on
know?
The clothes, no. Because they keep the labels in and they take them back 3-4
yeah.
weeks later.
Exactly, yeah. You can't really do that with a haircut, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's
you
why
can't
I don't
really do that as a geezer with like your shitty boxer shorts.
Oh shit, Dean. What's worse than a white man with dreads? A white man with cornrows, man. This is a picture of David Beckham when he had his cornrows.
But that's
Bex. I mean,
that's Bex.
Big up Beckham and all that. Yeah,
there's a
but...
couple of dudes who can pull it off. Bex might be pulling it off there.
I don't know about... Nah, man, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Cornrows should not be...
Cornrows is like wearing FUBU.
It's like wearing a dashiki, man, and like, you know, pure African garb, you know what I mean? As a white dude. That's the equivalent, you know?
That's levels ahead of wearing for us, by us.
You can't be doing this, man. I'm sorry, man.
Daily Mail.
Because, you know, there is like there's an ancient history of hairstyles from Africa and they all like kind of come from certain things. I even read a thing. I don't know how true this is.
Let me ask you this. If that was Dave the plumber and he's gone to Dominica Republic for his holidays.
Yeah.
And he's got his hair braided on the beach and he's just flown back and he's trying to give it like the classic 2 weeks. Would you be he's a dickhead, less of a dickhead or what?
No, I'm sorry.
Would you
You're
go easier on him? Because that, to be fair, Bex has done that deliberately.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Like we were saying about footballers and fashionistas. Yeah. He's obviously doing it for attention. It's like Monica from Friends. You remember that TV show Friends? And they all go away to the Caribbean and she gets her hair braided and then she brings it back to America and she's got like the little
The
things like on the end of the braids as well, like little
little
shells.
beads,
Yeah, and she's like trying to seduce Chandler. Oh man. Yeah, dickhead move. I'm sorry, man. Now, saying that, am I curious? Would I like to do it once just to kind of see what it's like? Yes. Yeah. Would I ever? No. Because I'm not a
I've got a white friend, Dan,
Yeah.
who did it, and
Yeah.
people used to stop him and say, "Where are you from? Like, are you mixed race?"
Okay. Yeah. That's
Because
the assumption.
it was that good.
Yeah.
His face,
He probably loved that as well,
he
though.
loved it.
Blatantly. And also, I mean, yeah, white people can't really pull off the big afro. Although I've seen maybe like, they call it the Jufro, because some people they have like extra frizzy
There's
hair.
that guy that's not cutting his hair until Man United win 5 games in a row or whatever.
Oh, is
And it's
it?
actually like that, like
Is
zombie character.
proper, yeah. Wow. Okay. And you mentioned this, Bobby Charlton, the comb over, the classic comb over. This one, he's got still got quite a bit of hair there covering it. But yeah, we all know the classic comb over. I don't think you're a dickhead if you do it. Obviously, yeah, there's desperation I can smell and like there's stuff like that. But I just have pity and I feel a bit sorry for people who do that. They're clinging on to them last years of like, I've still got hair, like type shit.
Like me.
I don't know if I would call them dickheads though. You know what I'm saying? But
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've written the last day of this month, the 27th, Wednesday the 27th.
yeah.
I've written got hair question mark,
All
which is a
right.
little bit overly positive because it's in May. It's the last day of May. And they were telling me June, you'll get your hair back in. It'll start growing back in June.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right.
If
Sweet.
it grows back.
Oh, if. So there's a possibility it won't, or it'll grow back in patches or something. And
Or
that's
it'll
no
do
good.
that, or it'll just grow back well different, or it'll be a different color.
What if it grows back into cornrows? It's
Then
impossible.
I have to have my cornrows license.
Yeah. Your license.
People are about like, what are you doing? I mean, no. Check out the license. It's absolutely fine.
Oh, yeah. When it. Look, I brought this guy back. Remember with the German jacket?
Oh my God, people who put their blonde dreads up like that.
That's what I was going to say. This is
Oh my
even worse
God.
than just
This is
having
even
blonde dreads.
worse. And the
Now,
German jacket.
you're
Fuck.
making a blonde dread man bun. Yeah?
Mate.
That's like, yo, that's what I'm talking about. The combination of dickhead
The combo dickhead,
haircuts.
yeah.
Combination. Oh, yeah. So I had a picture of my haircut. It's there. Oh, there's another note. Yeah, and this man bun one.
Oh my
This is
God.
a man bun. Like, this is a man bun. Like,
You
the
just
one I
know when
have,
this guy takes his hair down, it looks fucking disgusting.
it probably looks awful. Yeah. But some
Just like
ladies are into
long way.
that.
Oh my God.
Some lady. Well, who's that famous actor? I think he's from New Zealand, who played Aquaman in the big movie. And Jason Momoa. Yeah. You know them like kind of Fiji Island, Samoan, and they have that long big hair. That looks cool as fuck. That one I kind of get it, and it's drenched in tradition and stuff like we've spoken about. This one though, man, it's like just cut your hair, bruv. You know what I mean? If you don't
Just
like your hair
cut
being
your
down,
fucking hair, bruv.
cut it off, you fuck.
You dickhead.
I don't know if you included this in your one. Oh, you got rat tail. Okay, yeah, we did
Yeah,
the
that's an
rat
awful
tail.
rat
Oh
tail.
my
Look at
God,
these.
that one.
That's a rat tail with a
Another
buzz
combo.
cut.
It's another combination. That's the Edgar haircut, if I ever seen one, with a rat tail attached to it. Oh my days. Fuck that. What's this kill the parent?
Oh, yeah, this
Oh,
guy.
right. This is called the broccoli haircut. It's like shaped like a
Have you seen
broccoli
this guy on
cut.
Instagram?
They're like looking like this. Like, they're
Yeah,
trying to like
oh my
riz the
God.
ladies and shit. Yeah, this is oh my days.
How's he done that? Is that a blow
It's
back?
blow drying. This is when, like
So
we were
this
just saying.
kid is like what, 14, and he's in the front of the mirror doing that.
Mate,
Like, live
that's
your life, you fucking idiot.
You don't have a. You didn't get a screenshot of his mate. His mate is even like just as bad as that man. Like they're both horrible.
No. Not the hair. Not the hair. But they're both bad at like trying to get attention on camera. But the hair, this is like.
You wrote "kill the parents" automatically.
Yeah, smash them in the face. Smash them in the face. Kill the parents because, like, kill the parents of this guy.
This looks like AI, this image here, to be
And it
honest.
does, doesn't it? I
But I
thought
get what
that.
you're saying. That one is like the George Michael. It's not as bad as that kid's, man. This cauliflower fucking broccoli thing that became trendy in America. That's
Yeah.
like now you're like I was saying about women's haircuts. This is now men doing that, which is there's nothing wrong with that, I guess, if you want to. But mate, you just look like a proper dickhead, man. And you probably are a dickhead if you're going to spend that much time. Anyone who spends that much time and effort on their looks is going to be a bit of a dickhead, you know? But there's a line. There's a, like, you know, because what is the epitome of being cool is like not caring. Yeah. That's really what cool is, even though you do care, but you got to, like, you know, you can't act like you
No me
care.
importa.
And, but these guys obviously care way too much. Fucking just the way it
Look
comes
at him.
down and then kind of comes up like that. Yeah.
Mate, you
All the
can't
way around.
imagine if like how happy I am that the internet wasn't like YouTube wasn't around when we were younger.
Now, bruv, when we were younger, there were some horrible haircuts, though, man. So don't let's
No,
not
I'm
act
just
like.
talking about him take like he's never going to live this down for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Now, this guy,
And
but in our.
I would
Sorry.
have done loads of stupid shit. If YouTube existed, I wouldn't be around.
I think, not to get too deep into it, what's the drastic change from back then to now, which I've noticed, maybe I'm wrong, is. We were more earnest back in the day. You could do things and like actually mean it. Whereas nowadays, a lot of things are ironic or done in a cringy kind of way, but on purpose kind of thing. And like, you know, you get away with it by doing that, you know? And then it can be
So you can
first.
get away with being a bit shit
Yeah,
as long as
exactly.
you
Being
do it
mediocre.
for easy likes, you know, whatever, yeah.
Exactly. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but like I feel that shift. And then I've seen things become trendy but start off as ironic. Like, oh, look at my silly haircut. And everyone's like, ah, you look like a dickhead, you look like a dickhead. And then like
Yeah,
after a
yeah, yeah.
while, they'll be like, oh, I might try it out actually. And he done really well actually, because
Because
he lent
one
into
person started like, oh, why are you guys all being so mean?
Yeah.
This comment underneath this, yeah, the
Yeah.
comments underneath, like, look at these knobs, look at these kids, look
Yeah,
at these
yeah,
dicks, look at these dicks. Oh, why did you upload this? You know, these are children. What are you doing?
yeah. Yeah,
And I'm like, bruv,
that's it. It's that
they're
one
getting
person.
gunned. There's
Yeah.
no fucking possible way they're not getting gunned.
What do they
If it was
say?
my youths doing that, gun
Yeah,
them.
yeah, yeah. They
Gun
say
them.
bring back bullying. That's
Bring
what they
back
usually
bullying.
they go, this
Because
wouldn't
my
exist.
youths would never ever do that, bruv. That's
Yeah.
why.
Yeah. Your kids are smart though, man. They're not interested in people thinking they look cool. Well, not yet, anyway, man. Maybe they're not reached
Yeah.
that age yet. They might get there eventually,
They're getting
man.
there a little bit with haircuts, to be fair.
Because also, like you mentioned, with social media and stuff, obviously your appearance and stuff, it's more scrutinized than it was back in the day.
I still think it's more main school, high school.
Yeah, high school for sure. Yeah. Cole Palmer, Buzz
Go
Mullet,
to the layered
old.
shag.
Oh yeah, layered.
Look at
Yeah.
these geezers. This geezer
Yeah.
isn't look, it says layered shag.
Yeah.
Can I get a layered shag, please?
You know what, man? When I had my long hair phase in 2015, I kind of pictured something like this, but I could never make it. I could never pull it off. I always look like a hobo if I let it go. You know what I
Yeah, but
mean?
this isn't anything. This isn't like I want to be like Nirvana.
Yeah, but no,
This
they.
isn't like grungy. It's not long enough. It's layered. It is actually layered.
It's coiffured to be like that. I know it's stylized to be like that, but it's inspired from the grungy. Like it comes from that. I think there's a lineage where it gets to this, where. Again, what we were saying about being cool and not caring, it looks like, you know, the bed head. What do they call it? It used to be
Bedhead.
called, yeah, the bed
Skater.
head.
Yeah.
I think the people used to label Russell Brand, his like brushed up thing. They used to call it bed head, and then it became trendy from a diss. Again, another example. Like, it was a diss at first. Go, you look like you just crawled out of bed. And then it's like, oh, now you've got bed head. Ooh, I'm going to pay 300 quid at the hairdresser to get a bed head. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it evolved into.
Oh my days. Oh
Fucking
my
hate
days.
that shit. All right, let me think. What did I get on my top five? We did Russell Brand and Rod Stewart. Ah, this was a men's ponytail, but like, okay, there's the ponytail thing. Oh yeah, you like the rat tail and all that stuff. This is like men who have like braided like ponytails with a nice
Oh my God.
like a scrunchie, man, to hold their fucking hair together and shit, man. This, I'm sorry, man. Like, you gotta come across as a bit of a dickhead until proven innocent. Okay?
Or like a Viking, and I wouldn't even call you a dickhead until proven innocent, because you're
Viking days are
standing there
fine.
with like a massive
Yeah.
sword.
Vikings, okay, they get away with it. But in this day and age, I'm sorry, man. Get the fuck out of my face with
Get the
that sort of
fuck
shit.
out of my face.
Ah. Sorry, yeah, theme? Go on.
Well, I want to hear about this one.
Yeah, this is in the, more so in the black communities where they spray paint. Have you seen when they do this? They get a
Yeah.
line up, yeah? So they like, your fucking,
Hairline.
you know how black people, especially in the barber shop, they like rib on each other and they cuss and they what do they call it when they're just cussing each other, but friendly ribbing, yeah? And a big thing is your
Friendly
hair,
banter.
yeah, but
Barbershop banter.
big thing is the hairline, yeah? Like, if your hairline's pushed back, or if it's like a weird shape or whatever, you're gonna get gunned for your hairline. So it's become a thing now where you can go to the hairdresser, they literally put a stencil onto your head, and there's this spray. They go psh, 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 and they like black or whatever color your hair is, and then they line it up, and then after that, then they shape it up to fit your head. It's like colored in. Fucking hairline fake, man. I'm sorry, I don't get it, man. And it's too much effort. It just reeks of desperation again. And I'm sorry, I think you're a dickhead until proven innocent.
Especially if it's like that and it's not even
Yeah,
like the side,
it doesn't even look
mate.
natural, right? Like, you wouldn't
It's
grow to there.
no.
Yeah, it's weird. I've seen some outlandish ones, man. Yeah, incredible,
I'm talking
crazy.
about the right hand side of his face,
Here.
not the, yeah, no, of his, the right hand side, that's it.
Yeah, here.
Why would it be there? Like the edging is not meant to be on
No.
his forehead.
It's literally above his eye,
It's
the
like
middle of his eyebrow.
he's done it really well, and then he just clicked it to the left just to put it out of place.
Yeah. Actually, that's another thing at the hairdressers that I always tell them, when they try and shape up the line here, yeah. They'll get the blade out and they'll proper shape it into a beautiful line. You can only do that if you go to the hairdresser every fucking 5 days. Yeah? Because after like 2, 3 days, that bit starts growing out and it just looks fucked. Yeah? Like, you have to go hairdresser. I'm talking those types that go literally every fucking other week. Yeah?
Can you do me a shape up, please, boss man?
I go to when I do go to the hairdresser, I'm like, I fucking go at the last when it's just like I'm looking in the mirror going, fucking hell.
Why are
Yeah.
you so like that?
I hate the hairdressers,
You're doing,
man.
you're why do you hate it? It makes
It's
you look
just,
good when you go for a haircut.
yeah, there is that good feeling after the haircut, all that. But it's just like I said, all the stuff I listed out before, the timings of when you have to go and the prices and all that shit. It's just, I feel like I'm getting robbed.
Where
Yeah.
do you go? Do you go to a barber, like a little shop with four
You
chairs?
know what? Yeah, I did. I found one where I know the guy. I don't even have to tell him what I want. He knows what I want. He's a chill dude. But yeah, many times I've been to the. That's another thing when you go to hairdressers and it's just awkward, man. You've got some dude you never met being quite intimate with your face, yeah, and your head, like touching you up, and his dick is right next to your fucking shoulder half the time, rubbing up on you and shit, yeah? And he's like trying to shave your head, and you've got to make awkward conversation with the motherfucker, yeah? And you're just like, fuck this guy, man, you know?
Oh my God, you're thinking, which head do I talk to? Fucking get your dick out of my face!
Exactly. All right, I got a joint number one hairdo. Yeah.
Number one worst hairdo of all time.
The
Thank you.
Hitler hairdo comb over
That I
fade.
love.
No, he ruined it now for everybody. No one can get this haircut or that mustache. Yeah,
Get this
done.
guy off my screen.
Yeah, he's done. Fuck that guy.
Oh
And
my God.
this, the mop top. Yeah, the mop top. I had a mate back in the day who had this hair, and we used to call him sponge cake, yeah? Because the hair used to, like, we thought it was like sponge cake. It was like bouncy and shit, yeah? So it's like super frizzy, kind of curly, curly hair on a white person, shaved sides, and they've just kept the like permed fucking weird bit on the top bit, man.
I love Big Diesel's comment. I wish I had a kid that looked like this on retainer to follow me around and say facts when I speak to people.
Yeah, it's just dickheads have hair like that, man. And I put this in the same category as the cauliflower broccoli one from before.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
It's that type of kid, thinks they're super cool. Look at his earring and shit. This guy, oh my God, look, he is obviously a dickhead, this guy. Come
he
on,
he is
man.
So American, isn't he?
Fuck yeah, now. Yeah, I think that's me done with the hair. Have I missed anything here? Yeah, we did the... Ah, Paul Weller. This is like the mod haircut. Someone mentioned
this. Yeah, I've
this
never
on
been
Instagram.
Keen.
He pulls it off, though. Paul
He's
Weller.
The only one. There's people who look like him who could do it as well.
Yeah.
There's like an actor who does it quite well.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Englishman. Yeah. And then there's this guy, Paul Weller. La Pebbles on a beach.
Yeah, you know, he lives just he lives in Maida Vale, I think, man. But yeah, he pulls it off, and I get the mods and the rockers, you know, in Brighton back in the day, and it's all like part of fashion, part of the music, that type of stuff. I don't mind it so much, you know. But in this day and age, isn't this like the
isn't that like a Karen
Oasis
haircut with a fucking
little
highlights tinted in?
Yeah, now this is, I think he's just going white. Maybe it is tinted and all that stuff.
I reckon he's asking for, I just can't imagine being a bloke and asking for things like that.
Yeah. I mean, you got, it's
world linked, famous or not.
It's linked to the music and stuff. I guess you can get away with it. Ah, there's women who shave the side of their head like that. I'm not super keen on this haircut, but the women who I have met who have this haircut,
psychos.
No, they're not dickheads. They tend to be a little bit on the more promiscuous side. Yeah, I'm sorry to say this. Yeah, like if I meet up on a blind date and I see the girl's got a haircut like this, the chances of us having the, you know, one night stand that same very night goes up. Yeah, I don't want to be rude, but I'm just saying this is like perceptions I have, yeah, from experience. And again, if you've got a nice facial features, you can pull that off a bit, but yeah, it's a bit weird, you know, it's a bit of a
at least
one.
The color she's gone for matches some of the colors on her ink.
Exactly. Someone mentioned the mohawk. Yeah, so here's a picture of Mr. T. I don't think that's a dickhead haircut. I don't think you're a dickhead. Yeah, you might be a bit out there. You might be a bit weird. You might be a drug addict.
It depends how big the mohawk is, really, doesn't it?
Nah, even the bigger the better. You remember back in the day, you used to go down Camden and they'd always be there. The punks would be hanging out on the bridge bit, you know, that goes over where people are trying to sell you weed, and they'd always be conjugating there. Yeah, they might be dickheads or whatever, but I used to always rate it. I used to think it was, you know, it was pretty cool. I would never do it myself, but I thought it was pretty cool, man. Theme, did you ever go through a phase? I definitely did when I was a teenager, especially in the 90s. I wanted like two lines. Yeah. I never did.
I went through the undercut phase massively.
We did the undercut, of course, in the grunge era.
Yeah.
For sure, I did the undercut. I didn't mind that one, actually. I wouldn't do, well, I could technically do an undercut now with the way my hair is now. I could.
That is an undercut. Yeah.
Technically, yeah. No, I don't mind mohawks. I don't think you're a dickhead if you got a mohawk, man, personally. There was one other one, though. Where the fuck did I put it? Please. Oh, yeah. Another mullet one there from, what's his name? Achy Breaky Heart. Tell me I got it, man. Did I not get it? Fuck. Ah. I know there's the stereotypical liberal woman. You know, blue hair is usually the go-to color, but this one is a bit more of a rainbow kind of color.
She has blue,
shades,
green,
side.
And purple, pink.
Yeah, it's the rainbow, you know what I mean? You know, usually a little bit overweight, you know what I mean? And I don't want to get too deep.
Morbidly obese.
I don't mind colored hair. You can, you know, dye your hair different colors, whatever. That doesn't bother me so much. But
it does
there
express,
is,
it does give us quite a good idea of your personality.
This one in particular, you know,
yeah,
where they're going to be judgmental of you. Those really, like, you know, and thankfully there's not that many of them, because I know a lot of hippie girls who might be on the left or whatever, politically or whatever, but they're not fucking judgmental and they're not dickheads, you know what I mean? But there is the ones where they're like, how could you wear that because of this and this, and how can you do, you know, the like proper, and they go off on it and they never have a fucking stop button where just relax for once, you know what I'm saying, type thing. Yeah, I get your fucking, you know, I get it, you know what I mean, and I'm on side to a certain degree, but fucking hell, you need to fucking shut the fuck up sometimes. Yeah, because you're making it worse. You do not help your cause, man, by being a dickhead about it all the fucking time, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I wanted to
look
throw
at the
that
earring
in.
Coming out of this top of her fucking ear.
The earring stuff, I mean, people have gone way too far now with the earring things. Even Talal now has got like three piercings in the one side of his
if
ear.
Talal gets one of those big loops like that.
Yeah. And what the gauges, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, now
I'm gonna tell your mum that that's no son of yours.
Nah,
no,
I don't think he'd ever do that. But just people in general now, like, there's no limit now. Oh, it used to be like top of the ear, you know, on the normal bit of the ear, maybe you could have two or three in there, maybe one on the side bit there if you were a bit, you know, adventurous. But now, man, I'm seeing people like fucking whole
stretching the lobes out with fucking
the stretching the lobe. That's separate. That's just disgusting. I hate.
Yeah, but
that.
It's like a hollow circle.
I know, it's disgusting.
And when, like, they open the door and it's still flapping. They're like, "Hello, mate." You know what?
And similar to like dreads and cornrows, that comes from an African heritage thing. Like, you know, there's a history to it, but it's been appropriated and fucking whatnot. And then the worst is when they change their mind and they take it out, and now they've got some dangly
bit
of earlobe, man.
Little turkey gobblers.
Turkey gobbler hanging off the side of your head, man. I fucking hate that shit, man. I'm sorry, man. I fucking hate that. And that's really try hard. I remember one dude, he was a proper dickhead. I knew he had a small gauge on it, yeah? He was a skater, and he used to put his headphones, this is before earbuds, so it had the cable on it, and he fed it through the fucking ear hole things, and he used to have them in there, and then when he wasn't listening to it, he'd have them hanging off his earlobes. It was so disgusting, yeah? I don't want to see that shit, you dirty bastards.
I've sent you two more on WhatsApp for girls.
All right, here's the first one. Yes, I agree with this one. This one freaks me out. I don't like it at all. It's like It's like an alien haircut for women, basically. I don't know how to describe this even. It's short hair, but with pointy sideburns and like a not really, you know, I don't know how to describe this. It's like an alien. She's got no eyebrows either, which is throwing me off.
Yeah, she's what? She's got no eyebrows.
Yeah, no eyebrows, man.
But then she's got massive Spock sideburns.
Yeah, the sideburns are weird, man. I mean, it's like a pixie haircut, I guess you could call it, like a pixie, magical pixie. And the types of girls, yeah, that have hair like this, yeah, I think are dickheads for sure, until proven innocent. But this next one, man.
But she wouldn't prove herself innocent. She would definitely be a dickhead. That's the problem with that kind of bird. She's 100% dickhead.
I'm surprised she doesn't have like tattoos coming up her neck and shit. You know, usually with this haircut, they get like the mad tattoos and stuff. This one, though, what the fuck is that, man?
Do you know what I said when I saw this?
What?
And it's true. This is the kind of woman who's got massive, massive fingernails.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The huge.
And I scrolled down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're not that massive, though. I've seen bigger
Yeah, I've seen bigger, but yeah. That is bloody rank, bro.
They're pretty fucking big, yeah, man. This I thought was AI when I first looked at it, but no, it's definitely not. But to
be
honest,
The first one's called a shullet or a pullet.
Oh, this
mixed
one.
Between a shag and a mullet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I just call it the pixie haircut. But yeah, okay. What's this?
Yeah, mixed between pixie cut and mullet.
There we go. Pixie cut mullet.
And
does this have a name? What do you call this? This is the lasagna. I don't know what to call
it. The Vienna.
The Viennetta.
Viennetta.
The Viennetta ice cream, strawberry ice cream. To be honest, I like this. Look, again, I've seen mad creative haircuts. Yeah, it's weird as fuck. I think it's mad, but I don't think it's a dickhead haircut. It's just a weird fucking mental one, man. I love black women.
If she was trying to yerps you in the bar.
Yeah, she would never try and wear yerps us, but yeah.
But you'd be looking at her going, mate, what is going on here?
In it.
In your head.
And how the fuck do you even do that, man? Like how it's short here, then it blends up. That's like
a if you put this image into Google,
yeah.
This image shows a Georgian nurse who was reportedly sent home from her job because her hairstyle was deemed unprofessional.
How can you? You're a nurse turning up to work
by her employer. The elaborate hairstyle features a towering molded design with red and white colouring, often compared to ribbon candy, Viennetta.
Yeah, Viennetta. Straight up. And what did she pull the race card? She got, it's because I'm black or something, or you don't know.
No, well, it doesn't say.
Because you can't use that. I'm sorry. I don't care who the fuck you are. You turn up to work with that. If you don't work in a fucking hairdresser, if
so you're saying you'd be on the side of you got to go home, love.
I mean, you got to think like you're big up all the nurses out there, by the way. I love you all. Thank you for your work and all that stuff. Beautiful. And of course, you should be free to really do whatever you want, really, at the end of the day. Because the haircut isn't going to affect her job, is it? It's just going to freak people out, man.
Depends what she does. If she's taking blood, she won't have to say, sharp prick now, because they'll be just looking at her like, going, what the fuck is that?
Exactly. Maybe it is a good, distraction.
Distraction.
It's true. Maybe it would work. But then don't women... okay, now maybe that's with food, in the food industry. Don't you have to wear a hairnet anyway? Like when you're a nurse, no? Maybe in certain procedures you got to wear a hairnet? Maybe not.
Certain areas, certain places.
It's just, I don't know, it's just so impractical, man. And you know, you've seen, I mean, if you watch black movies, like about black people and stuff, and women, there's always a running joke where when they get their hair done, they spend so much time and effort and money on getting their haircuts. When they sleep at night, they sleep like that on their hands, on their bed. Like they'll sleep with their, so that their hair doesn't get fucked up. I don't know
how much would you pay for that, Viennetta?
I don't know. How much would you pay? Mate, I'm sure that took a while, man. That ain't easy to do with the colouring as well and the shaping of it. That's pretty fucking impressive, if anything.
Fucking Georgia, that.
Yeah. Atlanta.
Georgia. Atlanta.
That's crazy.
Let's play the graph letter game.
Oh, shit. I was thinking maybe an ad read quickly before we go into that. Yeah. If that's all right. All right, big up OCB. They've shown us a lot of love, so we are showing them love back, man. You know what I mean? Big up, big up. Let me stop sharing my screen. Yeah, big them up. They got this new one, the 420 one, man. It just dropped. It's the same as the Premium Slims, but it's got a cool new design. Last year, OCB strengthened its commercial impact with a refreshed packaging design rolled out across its entire range. The updated look enhances standout on shelf, improves brand blocking, and makes it easier for shoppers to quickly identify their preferred product. Yeah, boy.
That's what I'm saying. When I'm going into the newsagent, I'm not looking for other things. I just want to see OCB.
Look, the one I struggle with is the small black ones, yeah? They're much better than the other one, yeah? The blue ones. The blue other brand, you know, I'm not going to mention them, but you know, the R word, yeah? These small blue ones, so much better for me, yeah? Because, you know, I all that. But no one fucking stocks it, man. So every newsagent I go to, I ask them if they got it. If they don't have it, I say, you should consider fucking stocking these motherfuckers.
Getting these bastards. Next time you go to Cash and Carry.
Yeah, boss exactly. Man. Exactly. All right, big up OCB. Salute to them every time.
Goddamn time.
Let's get into the graph letter game. This time, Theme organized it for me.
It's the letter E.
Oh, yeah. The letter E. Let's start from the beginning. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Shit. It looks familiar.
That's because it is. That's because it is, old boy.
My first instinctual reaction, I was going to say theme, but it's not a theme one. I know you don't really have these bits coming off far off the top. I mean, looking at it closer, it's not a theme thing. I know it's not. But instantly at first, There was a glimmer of that. Fucking hell, man. Is that an R before it? Is that an R?
It is an R, yeah.
And is that a T after it?
I can't answer that question, I'm afraid.
Okay.
It's too many answers, bruv!
Because I was going to say cheat as well. Because cheat, kind of the old style of his with the E, there was a couple similar ones like that.
Yeah. But no. Cheat was much better.
Man, I'm drawing a blank, brother. I don't know.
It is, if you click on
Yeah.
1.1, Rekatan,
Wreck.
Rekatan! On the boards down at Grenfell. Down at Portobello
Carnival.
Road.
Yeah. There we go. Wreck. Yes. Yes. I like that with the, because there's continuation, the top of the R, top of the E, and then the back of the K bit. You know what I mean? That's cool. All right. Next up. Ooh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
You know who this is.
Yeah, that's at the end of the word, that's dice.
I thought this is interesting because, but he's put too many bits in it, like that D. I know that's not a D, that's a
See it?
highlight and a.
Which, oh yeah. Wait, let's see the whole thing. Hey, there we go. It's a nice chrome with the blue and all the mad 3D bits. Yeah, it's decent, man. Decent, decent. I
He usually
like it.
does not a lowercase e, which
Yeah.
is why I've put that in. Because
That's.
I know you know the guy, so you
Yeah, yeah,
probably
yeah.
get it.
Yeah. All right, next up. Okay, there's three E's in a row here. Oh, shit. I mean, it looks like the scene E. Yeah.
Look, have they come from across the pond, young
No, no,
man?
no. This is definitely in London. Fucking hell, man. I don't know. It's not selfie.
No.
No. It's again, it's a carnival. It looks like carnival boards again. Maybe not.
No.
Nah. I have no idea, bruv. Fucking hell, that, but that's such a generic throw up E, man. Anyone could have fucking done that, you
It's
know?
done quite well.
Yeah. But it is a generic fucking E throw up, you know what I'm saying? Can I skip to the next one? See?
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Yui?
Mr. V.
Mr. V? Who the fuck is that?
Mr. V is Mr. V. That looks like East London.
Yeah, there's a Benz dub and Mr. V coming out of that. Mr. V, is that a V? That looks like a U, bro. That's not a V. I'm sorry.
There's a V.
This guy
It's
up?
Mr. V.
How do I not know Mr. V? Maybe I do know. I just hasn't stuck out to me. All right, Mr.
There's a
V.
Banksy store.
Oh, yeah,
That's West
fucking
London,
is.
isn't it? Look, that's
Is it? I don't know. It's hard to say. There's little cars I reach up there. Now, this could be East. I don't know, man. Banksy store, fuck's sakes. All right, I've got none of them. So oh, no, I got dice. That's
You
it
got
so
dice,
far.
yeah. I think I did 10. Whoa.
Okay. We know this one. Again, Carnival Boards. Metzki. M-E-T.
Mister Me, I don't know why. I
Met.
just thought that green E isn't very Metsky.
Yeah.
It's not super Metsky.
It's
Metsky
not.
could have done it, but.
Yeah. It is and it isn't. I see what you're saying. But I saw it instantly. I got it. Shout out Nebs as well. Ooh, now we're going to New York.
I really like this E.
TFA. I'm assuming that's a D going into E and an R and then an O. Dero.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, this one's a
That's the
tricky.
only lowercase E that I could find of Dero. So I
Okay.
thought, oh, he might not get this. But you didn't, you did get it because you worked out the other fucking letters next to it.
Yeah. This is a nice one, man. Very nice. The arrows coming out. What was the Tizer saying about the arrows? Like he's protecting, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
attacking. I like it a lot. All right, next up, letter E.
Let's get him on the pod.
That would be sick. All right, this one I do recognize it. Aha. I know what it is with the ATG here. Gave it away.
Oh,
It's loan.
it is
ATG loan.
indeed.
Not the PFB loan, but the ATG loan.
Panic.
Is that panic for up? Yeah, I thought so. What's this one here? That's a weird one. Yeah, big up Lone. I saw a thing of his the other day when I was driving down in northwest London. I had to go through there. He had a nice couple of rooftops up there, actually.
North
Pieces.
Wheezy.
Yeah. I tell you who else was up and about is I keep seeing it and I have done for a long time and we've mentioned him on the pod. Evoke. Still out and about. I don't think he even lives here, man, but he's fucking battered it on the shutters. Mate.
Full on dubs on the shutters, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice, this one. We've chatted about this one on the pod before as well. Enter.
What, this actual dub?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have. Oh, maybe not this one, but that's an enter. I clocked it from early. I love this one. I love the use of the fluoro paint around it as well to ping it off. Letters are real nice and jubbly. The connections. Real cool, man.
He is fucking sick, isn't he?
He's done one quite recently as well. I think him and I should have got a
Force.
photo of it. Yeah. Maybe next week, man. This one. Très cool. Très joli. Super cool. Lavendirecto. Maybe I'm okay. I'm not gonna start nitpicking this stuff, man. It's dope. Ah, this one. Let me think. Let me think about this one.
You were there when we done it.
I know this is from
I'm
last
just
week.
trying to fill up the
With ties, that's a theme, dub.
numbers. What
Yeah,
number's
nice
that?
chunky E there. 8.1. Yes, man, theme.
8.1. Okay, so the
Still,
next one's
you
nine.
should have got a lowercase E that you've done, and I might not have got it. Because you haven't done them that often, innit? Oh, no, you
I
do.
do them all the time,
Yeah, you
but
do.
they go
Especially
through
off the end.
stages.
Now, your middle E is you, when you do T-H-E-M-E, your end E. Man, let me think. Your end E is usually a lowercase one because you like swinging the back out. Anyway. Okay, another quite easy one. Teach, teach, teach. There we go. Teach and flash.
Fulham, Broadway
Track
Station.
sides, Fulham,
It's
yeah.
been buff now, but it's a fucking reach.
That colorway is a classic black fill, white outline, red clouds around the
Yeah.
outside. I think on that green surface really pings it. Dope. Shout out them lot, man. Salute to them, man. Okay, last one's the 10th one. Is that the end? Yeah, is that the last one?
Yeah.
All right.
That's nine. There we go. That's 10.
That's 10. Okay, we're going back into time, time, time.
Time, time.
IBS crew, illegal business.
Can I just say, look how perfect the little swirl is.
Yeah. Oh, mate,
Fucking hell.
I can appreciate a swirl. I always do a swirl in my pieces and dubs, and that's usually when I look back at the piece afterwards when I've done a swirl, because usually I do at least two, maybe three. Yeah. When I do that standard outline, you know, the top of the A, middle
Yeah.
of the M, but that swirl bit, they're too, either if they're too different or sometimes I fuck them up, it really annoys me. But this one is literally perfect, like the,
Perfect.
and it stops at the right place, it's
And you
not
know,
too
he did it like
much.
this. There's no
Yeah,
cutbacks. There's no nada. No,
no,
like.
exactly. Yeah, this is fame,
Yeah, it is fame.
it is fame,
What
and
a
you see.
fucking reach.
So look, that would annoy me because look, he's gone once and then twice, and this one only goes around once and stops. Obviously, it doesn't affect the overall
And look at the
piece
A.
with
The A's got one of those things at the bottom of
the
it.
heart on it, which I do as well on my on the A coming down on the right side. Yeah, I basically do this, man. Really nice dub, man.
Sen fucking sensational. There's a push reach there.
Is that CWS, Chiba Wizards?
Damn.
There's a push reach here, yes.
Pusher's got nice. He's got a similar style to this, like super nice.
These E's are proper old school style E. I really
Yeah.
like them. They used to do that in tagging as well, like the E go like that, which really went out of fashion nowadays. Maybe we should bring it back. You kind of do that a little bit, but similar to the scheme E. Remember we were chatting about that before as well, and like the scheme E that has that bendy back bit and then it goes off like that, you know? And you still do that. I know there's a particular tagging style you do where you bring that back, and I really like that, man. Dope. Nice, man. So I didn't get that, didn't do too well in that one. I probably got about half of them right.
You surprised me getting that fame because fame wasn't very famous for dubs. He was famous for like Wild Style Pieces,
Yeah,
Window
but
Down.
the IBS gave it away, and the E style. I've seen his pieces do that E as well. I've seen him do a couple bits like that as well. Shame about that bush though. Someone should go cut that. I
Mate,
don't know. Just kidding.
fucking cunt of a bush that.
Oh, yeah, and that's a dope Instagram channel as well,
Yeah, I
Christoph
left him up there to
underscore
show
H.
everybody where that photo's come from, to
He's
not take
got
the piss.
a good collection of I'm sure they're not all his photos though. I'm sure he gets them off the internet. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure. But it's a good one to follow for that old school 80s, 90s business, man. So what? We got graph critiques, man. Should we get into it? Oh no, before the graph critiques. Last week, we announced that we were going to choose the winner for the skateboard competition, but we left it up to you guys. We did an Instagram poll where people bet people voted on the
It
favorite
was
out
so
of
joke.
the
The
top
amount of people
three.
that messaged us saying, how do I, the one, two, three, you can see them see the fucking skateboards
Yeah.
and they're like, how do I choose which one? You fucking vote, you cunt.
People are stupid, man. People are stupid. I'm content with that now. People are dumb. Anyway, we set up the top three, and overwhelmingly, the winner was this one here. It's because I saw this actually posted. It was by an artist, Gulantic.
Is there an AHC and an OCB?
Well, check this out, yeah. Does this go bigger? Hold on, because I don't want to make it full screen. So look, this person, I think they do, I think they do a bit of graph, but they're predominantly a street artist. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but they do like artworks. They're like an artist. I don't want to label them a street artist because that can be derogatory. I don't mean it like that. But Gulantic, they actually, I saw this because someone posted, tagged us in it because look, it's got an amb and a theme.
Theme that theme's from High Street Ken.
Yeah, and that amb is from on the canal, under a bridge. So they basically did a tower, like a big tower, and along the outside of the tower, similar to that thing in Shoreditch. What's that big fucking thing above the car wash? Where
Yeah.
everyone's battered around it, you know what I mean? And that big tower in LA, you know what I'm saying, that had everyone's graph all over it. So it's reminiscent of that, and it's got a shit ton of writers that they've put up. Obviously, Teach, Fume, Bass, Offski at the top, Zombie, Fast, Pies. I'm not going to go through all of them. It's literally, there's about 50. Shout out
Have they
41,
done an
Mina.
OCB and an
Well,
AHC?
the thing is,
They
there's
had one
no.
fucking job.
Yeah, but look, this, we were tagged in this first, and then I saw a comment underneath it saying, you should enter this to the skateboard competition on Arms House. So then they sent it to us. So that's why there's not an OCB on it. But I count putting me and you in there. That's the AHC part done. But there isn't an OCB bit,
We're
though.
not paying for it. OCB are paying for it, bruv.
Well, okay. But look,
Send
they
it
said you
back
could
and tell
enter
him to
them.
put an OCB on the grass.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to send it to them. They won, so they can now position it where they want it on the skateboard, and they can add the OCB into it where they want it, where they think it looks best. But congratulations, Galantic, you did win. They, won
Don't
by.
congratulate him prematurely, bruv. That's where shit gets. Don't count your chickens before they hatch,
What do you mean? They are
Bizarre-me.
hatched. They are
No, they're
hatched.
not. No, they're not. OCB isn't on there. It's the only job.
Bruv, they win, okay? Don't overcomplicate. They've won, okay?
Overcomplicated it. There was one thing they had to do.
Yeah, but I explained to you why it's not. It's because it wasn't originally drawn to be part of the thing, but I like it.
Undercomplicated.
I think this will look good on a
It would
skateboard.
look good on a skateboard.
So yeah,
But
big
it's going to
up.
be a lot of work for someone to print that.
No, not at all. It's all done. It's like putting fucking paper through a thing nowadays. They'll just fucking laser print it. Like, I don't think it's a
Well,
well.
from this drawing.
Yeah, from this, they'll just literally. Again, I don't want to pretend like I know how they do it. I have fuck knows, man. Look, Syme is in there. There's loads of little, loads of little sneaky ones in there. I like things like this, man. So well
Loads of.
done. They've completely fucked my name up, though. Look how wonky that fucking again with the swirls on my one, and the thing. I'm sorry, that B. It's
That drip.
absolutely horrific, yeah. But okay. Yeah, cool, man. So hit us up on the email, preferably almshouseteamalmshouse@gmail.com, or you can hit us on the just get in touch one way or another,
Get in touch.
and we'll get that shit done for you. But right now, we're gonna go into OCB, graph
Graph
critique.
critique powered by OCB.
All right, okay, let's get into this week's graph critiques. Let's start with this one. All right, this one is a dub, colorful dub. Looks like on the under a, like on the side of a bridge next to a main road, maybe a motorway even.
Slicey? Slicky?
Slicey, slight. Well, says slicey. Slicy. Pink fill, black outline, green border, white highlights, couple of shines.
Heart on the left.
A heart on the. Is that a heart or is that an arrow? Or fuck knows. Yeah, probably a heart. You're right. It's on its side. It's gone over a green dub. I don't know who that is. I mean, doesn't matter really now. Dean, what are your first thoughts when you look at that?
Pig shit. If you want to know my first thoughts,
Pig
pig
shit.
shit.
Damn, okay.
So, it's another one where you can't really say much because it's that whack.
I think you're being overly harsh, but yeah, sorry, yeah.
But I mean, the look at the letters, bruv. The S, the L, the I, the C,
There's definite
the
TB.
Y.
There's definite TB happening.
They've got no style to those letters, and
Yeah.
the colors are like either like it's like Earthworm Jim, you know what I
There's
mean?
definite
Someone's got
Earthworm Jim vibes.
worms or penises on the mind. But the fucking color for the green border, mate, is like, what kind of green is that? Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? The
Yeah.
highlights are like,
The
mate,
highlights are the worst thing. The
it's
highlights.
fucking dog shit, and there's a two like shines on the Y.
Yeah. And
That's
that,
the
yeah.
only letter that's got them, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Like, why is that?
Maybe they were trying to do like a target type thing, but you can't do that in white when you've done highlights in white and then do things like that. Those are shines, you know what I mean? And they probably are supposed to be shines, but just randomly in the middle as well. It's not even along the shine bit.
And the
It's not even
Y
along the
is your
highlights.
smallest letter. Like, for some reason, I mean, that's wrong as well. So, why did you put both of them in the smallest
I'll tell you why.
letter?
Because there's a slope there. He's standing on a slope, yeah? So the S, he can reach up high, all right. And then it's kind of by the time he gets to the Y, he can't reach up there anymore. I'm saying he, it could be a she.
If that's the case, they should have done each letter going down,
Going down.
going
Yeah.
down.
Look, at the end of the day, look, we give a little bit of leeway. If it's an illegal thing done on a main road or something, you can get away with
You
being a
get a
little
bit
bit
of leeway.
scruffy. You get
You
a
get a
little bit
bit
of
of
leeway
leeway.
for being scruffy, but not that much at the end of the day. You know what I mean? If you've got skills, you've got skills. At the end of the day, it shouldn't matter. If you've got 10-minute window to paint something, you should still be able to paint it neatly. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're trying to put style in. They haven't done too much. It's not like they're trying to put extra connections and make the other eye into something weird. And then they're keeping it chill. The Y goes off the handle though. Like, the Y, it's too bulbous in some areas and it doesn't follow the line in other areas, a bit skinny in other areas. And it goes to a point here and none of the
Yeah,
other.
what
Oh,
is that about?
I guess the L kind of does it here. So, I guess, there is some continuity through it. Way too scruffy. The highlights. They've like, for some reason, if you compare the highlight line to the black line, it's like they've just decided to do it from like an extra 10 inches away from the wall. So it's just giving this fluffy, fucking
Yeah.
dirty kind of look to it. You've missed one there, by the way, Slicey. You should have had one there. So that's a
Slicey.
nitpick. And one here as well.
Come on, Slicey, bruv. Have
Yeah.
your Slicey, girl.
But the border is at least the same distance all the way around. It's not like extra skinny in some bits and thick in other bits. Although the shadow does do that. It's too thin in some bits and then missing in some bits. Like here, there's supposed to be one that should just be black. And in other parts, it's nice and thick. Yeah. Again, you get a little bit of leeway because I know you're, in darkness and it's, illegal and stuff, but still, come on, these are basic things you should have worked out to do, well,
Do
and
the next one and send it
send in the next one, man. Slicey, maybe, yeah, one you spent a little bit of time on or whatever, but give it a score out of 10, though, for a dub.
1.5.
Oh shit, you proper on one today, man. I'm not like, we've seen so much worse than this, man. I wouldn't
Look, I
even
give them low scores.
yeah. I give it a 3. All right? I give it a 3. There's plenty of room for improvement. All right, let's see what's this one saying. Okay, here we go. Two color fade greens. Light blue bubbles and highlights and, a beige one time black outline, little purple bit in the 3D
Does
bits.
this say pubes? Is it pubes?
No, it says
TPG?
cubes.
Right,
Q
QUBES.
E E S. I've got a vague memory. Maybe we've had a cube. This person has sent in one before. It's obviously on a legal wall, most of the wall black. He's got little purples in the background and beiges. Bigged up his mate Pest. He's got the two hands here, the fingers on either side, unless I think that's what they are, maybe. And then
Holding it together.
the bee has a mouth with a tongue sticking out for the hole, and a mad fluoro pink halo. I think it's well done. It looks cool. The big letter, small letter, big letter, small letter, big letter. It balances okay. It looks cool. The fade is a bit, I mean, it's all right.
Yeah, I just don't know about the bit in the black.
Oh, in the 3D bits.
Yeah.
They've rushed it, but I don't mind it. I think
Because it's on the inside of the letter highlights, right?
Oh yeah, the
That's
highlight
white.
and highlight in the yeah, you shouldn't do them in the same color. You're right. You're right. Yeah,
It's
using the
not in the
same.
same color. I'm saying it's in the same color.
They are, aren't they?
One's like a violet
Oh,
and
it's
one's a
off
white.
white. Yeah, off
Yeah.
white. Yeah, it's too close then, yeah. Yeah, you're right. They're not the same color, but still.
But I don't know about putting highlights that fat in your shadow when your shadow's that thin.
Yeah.
Because, like, what's the point, you know what I mean, of doing the shadow?
You know those people who do highlights and it like they use a fat cap or one of those not a fat cap like the pink dot, but there's this other one. It's not a New York, but it's like one of them ones where
They
you
don't
can start
shh.
and then they like go like
Yeah,
that, yeah,
yeah.
and it gives it like a
You did
proper
a video
sharp.
of that geezer.
Yeah, there's that geezer
Can I
doing
borrow
it
your white, please?
where he goes overboard. Yeah, Sen One, I think, from LA. That's become a bit of a trend, and I can see cubes here kind of busting that out. But I can also see this one, it's not like you spent mad amount of time on it. Like, it's clean. The muscle memory is there. Like, you can obviously do it, but like this black as well on some bits is a bit too loosey goosey. But he's obviously, doing that on purpose. Yeah, this one here has gone a bit wonky, but. Yeah, I think he's just kept it loosey goosey, man. I think some people, when they send in stuff for critique, they're not going to send something that they think they really love because they don't want us just to start gunning it and they go, oh, and they start like questioning their own realities. Yeah. They'll send something in so that if we do gun it, they can go, oh, what? It took me 10 minutes. Who cares? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Questioning their own reality,
Yeah.
because that's
So,
how important the almshouse is.
well, you know what I mean, though. Okay, look,
I'm gonna
again,
give it a 6 out of 10.
you think, yeah, above average. I think this guy's got skills. I think he can, he can probably do quite a bit, like I reckon if he really took his time. I'm gonna go above average as well, but 5.5, though, just above average. Yeah, there's some style and pizzazz to it
I was
that I
going to go with
appreciate.
5.5, but you made me feel bad on the last guy. So I bumped it up to 6.
Big up cubes, man. Send in some more shit, man. You know
Come on,
me.
moving along. I got 6:05. I'm getting bollocking for
Oh shit.
not doing the dinner.
Okay, there's two more to go through. This is due to, I think again we've got a piece from this guy before. This is in a tunnel, dark blue fill, gray like a turquoisey outline, and then a gray 3D white outline and like a reddish kind of glow around it. Due to DUE with a number
Always
two,
lurking, bruv.
always lurking, but it's AOL crew. Where's the O in always lurking? I thought A. Anyway, let's start with the hand style here. Can you see that one, Demos?
Yeah.
I'm not into it, man. I don't like it. It's all
No.
right, but you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't like the shape of it. He's underlined it there, and then he goes, "No, that's not long enough," and he's added an extra one there, and then the weird thing here. I'm not too into it, and that kind of translates into the piece. He's kept it relatively simple. The U is too stretched out
How
and
much do you
chunky.
like that electric current going
I
through,
was gonna
bro?
say that's the worst bit of it, man. I see what they tried to do, but you haven't pulled it off yet. Keep working at it. You'll get there. You got the premise right, because he's got black fading into like a real subtle dark blue, and then a lighter blue, and then he's gone like with the line first with one blue, and then lighter blue, and then with the white with a really thin tin. You get that really thin line by holding the can upside down. Sometimes you can get like a real thin line when you like stop, allow the pressure from the thing. Why this one is jutting up here and then stopping? That's not how electricity works. Electricity goes until it reaches the science
Destination.
of electricity. What's it called when you earth something? It needs to get earthed somehow. Anyway, I'm nitpicking here. It's just messy. You've got drips all over it. You really got to do it well and confidently to really pull off. Because look, at first they started look going up and down and little jiggles in it and all that, and then by the end they just like it's just basically a line, yeah. But keep at it, bruv. You'll get there in the end.
It's kind of like, I don't know, the two is top heavy. So but the E and the U are kind of could be blags as top heavy, even though the U is just like sort of equidistant. But then the D
Yeah, it's all thin at the
isn't.
top.
The D is fat at the bottom.
Yeah.
I think that's what's fucking me up.
And look, it's almost like Fame's E. You know how Fame did his E with the curl? Like, you know what I mean? So I rate you for that due to. But mate, I think he's going up again above his pay grade yet, man. Work on your letters, man. Get your letters looking dope first before you start putting electricity and fades around the outside. Because you're trying to do, I know what you're trying to do. You're not at that level yet, due to. Okay? Dial it back a little bit more before you start trying all this stuff. Okay? That would be
You're
my
not at that
word of
level
advice.
yet, and that's due to you're not doing enough graph.
That's due to, yeah, exactly. And you maybe he does do a lot of graph, but he's looking at stuff online and he's seeing, oh, I've seen that looks cool. That looks cool. I'm going to try that. And fair enough, good one for giving it a good heave ho, but work on your letters, bruv, because all that extra shit don't do nothing for you, man. If your letters are whack, none of that shit is going to make it look better, man. All right? So take it back to the drawing board, man. There was one more I wanted to do, but you know what? I'm going to take that out. I'm going to leave it for next week, because it's quite a funny one. So we're going to save that for next week, brother,
Next
man.
week.
Let's call it a night there. Theme needs to get the dinner on. Let me give you a choice. Theme, there's.
This photo is so jacked.
I've got two songs that I wanted to play, but I can only play one. They are both new music out in the last couple of weeks, but one of them is a throwback R&B, vintage R&B song, and one of them is a French rap song. Which one would you prefer to listen to?
Hip-hop française.
Français? Okay.
Wesh.
We got this guy, Rimké. I think that's the French slang, Karim, but Rimké.
We've had
Yeah.
Rimke on the show before. Kim
We
Hakim.
have
Imka. Rimke.
Rimké, and
Imka.
he's from
Exactement, c'est Karim in Verlon, l'envers.
Longvers, Iso. This one's called Kid Bad. He's from K1 Mafia Free, right? That group as well,
Yeah.
that militant tune.
So we
Anyway.
had Je m'adapte.
Okay, yes. And that was a Rimké song, or he was
There's a
featured?
car. Yes, that was a Rimka off his album.
All right, sick. This one literally dropped 1 month ago.
Oh.
Rimké, Kid Bad. Peace, Themos, man. Everybody, leave a comment below. We didn't pick a fucking winner from last week's comment. Can you quickly do that, please, Theme, man? Go into last week's episode.
Last week's episode. So I found a comment.
Yeah.
Tripler 9632. Write the
Nice.
theme tune, sing the theme tune, blap.
Yes. Big up yourself, man. Hit us up. Let us know where to send you some OCB Arms House goodies. We out, party people. Peace, peace, peace.
arms off.
Looks like people just do nothing.
Yeah, with the tracksuits, yeah.
Arms house, to your mum's house.
Sortais de la maison avec un survêt trop grand. Posté devant le hall, je regardais à l'horizon. J'ai découvert le monde dans un climat violent. Le regard innocent, mais ça, c'était avant. En me levant du lit, je crus que je tombais dans le vide. J'ai pas trop le moral, à Paris, il fait trop gris. Je compte des gouttes de pluie qui défilent sur la vitre. J'ai les poils qui se dressent comme le chapeau à Khabib. J'ai dressé les couverts, mais y'a personne à table. La solitude a une odeur de cigarette froide. Je vais finir seul sous un lustre à 20 000 euros. Au pays, cultiver la terre, les sels minéraux. Je vise la lune, je suis tombé par terre. C'est le genre de routine que je connais par cœur. Je fais mes sous entre deux souvenirs. Parfois, comme un fou, je la regarde dormir. Sortais de la maison avec un survêt trop grand. Posté devant le hall, je regarde à l'horizon. On compte les pertes alors qu'on voyait en grand. L'amitié entre nous, mais ça, c'était avant. J'entrais avec le sourire, un coquard à l'œil. Côté finance, c'était léger comme mon sommeil. La rue a volé mon innocence, elle a fait de moi un fantôme, un voyou avant d'être un homme. Les rires s'enfuient, le temps fait le tri. Je marche dans la ville sous anesthésie. J'ai grandi sans lumière, exprime peu mes sentiments. Y'avait pas d'histoire d'argent au bon vieux temps. Sans confiance, pas de trahison. Je me fais déposer à deux pâtés de maison. Je me suis écorché les genoux sur le ciment. Je mange les plats du pays avec un piment.
Oh, about the green, yeah, the tracksuits, yeah.
That Royal British green. Racing green.
Sortais de la maison avec un survêt trop grand. Posté devant le hall, je regarde à l'horizon. Le petit stade de foot du quartier me manque. On escaladait la grille tous les dimanches. La nuit nous appartient, on tourne à 4 dans l'auto. J'ai fumé trop tôt, j'ai conduit trop tôt. J'ai monté ma team, j'ai joué ma vie à pile ou face avec une pièce de 20 centimes. J'allume la braise et j'ai retourné merguez. On allait à Bastille pour draguer les anglaises. Derrière chaque drame se cache une opportunité. J'ai des émotions en édition limitée. À la maison, mon gros ventre sous un carmise. Combien de têtes j'ai shooté avec Mr. Smith. Je traîne un faux sourire comme un clown triste. Je trouve Paris magnifique comme si j'étais touriste. Sortais de la maison avec un survêt trop grand. Posté devant le hall, je regarde à l'horizon. On compte les pertes alors qu'on voyait en grand. L'amitié entre nous, mais ça, c'était avant.
Rock the theme tune, sing the theme tune.